This is a breaking update from Standing Rock. Today is Thanksgiving Day, and we will be bringing you coverage from the front lines, people that are we have two reporters at Standing Rock who will be calling in with us and sharing what has been going on. We want to give you up-to-the-minute reports on what's going on at Standing Rock, because it is Thanksgiving, and it's the most important thing that we here at KPPPLP Fargo-Moorhead can possibly think of doing on this day, which is, in America, a day to celebrate the massacre of Indians. And at Standing Rock, there are Indians fighting for clean water, fighting for their survival. Here's what we can report to you about what is happening. People have wanted to reinvent Thanksgiving. This is a day of mourning for Indigenous people throughout this continent, because our ancestors were murdered for the colonizers to be able to celebrate that day. So today, there were several actions that were taking place across the Ocheti Sakoan camp, across Bismarck Mandan area, so on the bridge on 1806. So I wanted to share with folks, if you haven't heard, there was a November 20th and 21st, there was an action that took place where the police hosed people down in freezing weather with water cannons.
That's right. And they fired tear gas canisters and percussion grenades, rubber bullets, other munitions that injured almost 200 people, and sent many people to the hospital. Ambulances couldn't get there because law enforcement has blocked 1806. There's not a clear route to Bismarck. People were held over in a community center in Cannonball, and also at the casino, Prairie Nights Casino, to be triaged. It was a horrible Sunday, Monday morning of this week.
That's correct. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Cindy and Duke Gomez-Shemp on 88.1 FM KPPPLP Fargo-Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. You can also listen to us on Shoutcast on kpppfm.com. You can click on the Listen Live link. We want to hear your reports if you have updates about what is happening out on Turtle Island, in Mandan, in the area. Please give us a call. You can reach us at our message line. Leave a message reporting your news at 701-566-0917. You can also tweet me at @media_PPP or email me at cindy@kpppfm.com or duke@kpppfm.com. Go to 88.1 FM Fargo Moorhead on Facebook and follow along as we are live tweeting what is happening at Standing Rock today. You can also follow us on the People's Press Project and Mexi-Can. So to give you a taste of what the Morton County Monsters can do, I want you to first hear a 911 call from Sandy Anderson, which she made on November 20th as police were brutally assaulting hundreds and hundreds of peaceful, prayerful water protectors to the side of Highway 1806, where the barricade on the backwater bridge was being removed by water protectors on that day.
Exactly.
And the location where many people received those injuries that Duke was describing earlier, including Sophia Walensky, who lost most of her forearm from a concussion grenade thrown by the Morton County Monsters. Take a listen to this frightened young lady who's calling the 911, desperately begging for help from Morton County Sheriff's Department. Here's how they responded to her.
Morton County Sheriff's Department.
Hi, I need to report an assault.
Okay, where did it occur at?
It's happening right now.
Okay.
What
town?
It's on the sacred, it's up at Standing Rock. There are innocent, unarmed people being attacked with water in freezing cold temperatures.
Okay.
Unarmed people. It's happening right now. There are militia-style police firing at point-blank range with high-powered mace on unarmed people. Who protects the people?
Do you know exactly where this is occurring at?
Yep, I can tell you right now. Hold on. It's happening up on the road where the big trucks were set on fire last week.
Okay, so it's on a state highway?
No, the protectors are actually off the state highway, as are the police. It's just beside it. And so the right now, as
there's, if there's police there, then it has
the police are the ones attacking innocent unarmed people. So what do we do to stop the police that are attacking and harming innocent unarmed people? Because right now, as I see, we have a high powered cannon literally hitting people at point blank range in the face. People can lose eyes. People are going to get hypothermia. People could die. We have elders here. We have children here. We have all ages here. Nobody is armed except for the police. Who protects the people from the police?
Okay. Well, I guess if you want to put it up the chain of command, the next person to talk to would be the governor's office.
And in the immediate moment, while people's lives are in danger and being threatened and harmed and violently assaulted by police, who are paid tax dollars by these people, by half of these people, to protect them from them, who do we talk to now to deal with the immediate issue?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I will hold. Find that person, because this is an atrocity.
Ma'am, If you're talking to our department, the people who are in charge know about it, and that's all I can tell.
Well, right now I'm calling about an assault. There are at least 100 people who need to be protected.
As I said, if there are police there, then that's what we would do.
So just tell me, who protects the people from the police? If the police are the ones doing the attacking on innocent, unarmed people, and I'm supposed to be able to call you to protect them, and since the people that are there that you would call to have protect them are the ones attacking, who do I call? Because I'm calling you for help. Because that's what you are paid to do.
I understand, and I'm saying the people who I would send to help, if they're already there, that's what...
That's not an answer. I expect you to put whoever it is on the phone to start calling these people off, because right now, how long have you been on the phone?
Ma'am?
In 3 minutes and 30 seconds, this water cannon...
I understand, ma'am. Okay.
I don't know that you understand.
I do understand, ma'am. And I, like I said, if you want to take this up, I guess the next chain of command would be the governor's office.
And for right now, where people are potentially losing...
As I said, I'm not sure who you want me to send.
How about you send ambulances?
There are probably ambulances already there.
Nope, I'm looking at it. There are no ambulances there. They're not allowing them through. They're not allowing them through. I can see it. I can see it on a live feed right now. They won't allow them through.
Okay.
Well, that's not good enough. Are you a police officer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, then please put a police officer on the phone. Somebody who took an oath to protect and serve the people.
Okay, ma'am. I understand what you're saying. All the officers that I have available would be down there. And so...
May I speak to a police officer? I would like to speak to a police officer. Somebody who can help these innocent people who are standing up for their own rights.
Okay, ma'am. I do have to go, okay? I understand your complaint.
Can you please send an ambulance?
I will note, ma'am, I will note it, okay?
What does that do? What does that do to protect the people?
Thank you.
Wow.
So as you can hear, that is the response that Sandy Anderson received from Morton County when she called 911 for help. And today, on Thanksgiving Day, the water protectors are being assaulted once again. We have... reports that on this day of action, water protectors were going to take to the streets to reinvent Thanksgiving. We have a news advisory that we're going to share with you about the actions prepared for today.
This Thanksgiving, on a day when millions of Americans are gathering with their families to honor the indigenous people who helped the first European settlers survive their first winter, hundreds of water protectors from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe face another wave of brutality by Morton County Sheriff's Department. the citizens of Standing Rock will go to honor their ancestors on this sovereign land, whose burial grounds have been desecrated by the illegal occupation and construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. This comes in the wake of continued violence perpetuated by Morin County Police and Dakota Access's private security forces when on Sunday, November 20th, 21-year-old volunteer Sophia Wilansky, who was delivering water to the front lines, had her arm blown off by their concussion grenade. They also blasted hundreds of people who had traveled from around the world to support the efforts at Standing Rock with water cannons in sub-freezing nighttime temperatures. Medics recorded 167 people suffered police-induced hypothermia. This incident has sparked international outcry, and 500 to 1,000 U.S. combatant veterans, as well as members of the clergy and volunteer supporters, have come to Standing Rock to protect from these flagrant human rights violations by putting their bodies on the line. All women and children are being evacuated to protect them from police. Morin County Sheriff Kirschmeyer continues to report dangerous and inflammatory false information and make unsubstantiated claims, calling unarmed water protectors evil agitators, while his force is simultaneously attacking medics, media, women, youth, and elders who demonstrate near the drill site in peaceful prayer and ceremony. Outrage across the country at these attacks have urged the White House and Department of Justice to intervene. This brutality must not be allowed to continue, especially on this day of giving thanks. That thanks should be directed towards celebrating the very indigenous communities which, through struggles like this, have guaranteed the very water Americans are pouring at their dinner tables tonight. Water is life, no dapple. We must not let history repeat itself.
Next, we will hear from one of the reporters, the freelance journalist out there, Kevin Gilbert. That's Kevin Gilbert with two T's. He's been doing a lot of the live feeds, especially on the night of November 20th and 21st, where people were being hosed down all night. Kevin was out there reporting for 8 hours. This morning, he was in Mandan sharing with us what the water protectors were doing and how they were demonstrating in the streets of Mandan on the day of Thanksgiving to tell people what the real Thanksgiving is about and should be about on this day. Let's listen.
So right now we just pulled up outside of the Burger King in Mandan, setting up a peaceful, prayerful action on Thanksgiving with the water protectors, the unarmed water protectors, the Mocheti Sakhawin camp, Standing Rock.
We will not celebrate this day in peace!
You see right now? You hear peaceful songs, prayer, and smell the burning of sage. Water is life. Now you'll see the peaceful, prayerful. We're setting up a Thanksgiving table.
And we got cops standing behind us. Watch that. Watch that. We got to watch every side. Hey, watch this side. Watch this side, guys.
Right now, you see the letting Mandan know, understand the significance of Thanksgiving. See the signs, don't feed the pilgrim, save the water. But now if you're coming in, they're letting people know on this day that is being celebrated what happened and where this was, where this came from. sorry, I don't have much of a voice today. They're asking for respect. They're asking to remember what's happening. The 18 million people that depend on this water. So they're celebrating Thanksgiving right now, middle of the road.
How you doing?
I'm good, bro.
I guess I'm gonna have to wait. I still understand.
Just here to show you guys what's happening. We're in Mandan right now, as you can see. The water protectors are having Thanksgiving, showing what it's really about. Noise in the background. I just got it, so sorry the stream was held for then. That's warning about the road being shut down. This is getting a lot of attention right now.
Along with the action that took place in Mandan, we have reports that the police, as the water protectors were beginning to disperse, they gave the announcement that they were going to be moving out of the area and going back into their cars, getting back into their caravan, and peacefully heading back to camp. There was never an intention on the part of these peaceful water protectors to be arrested today. So they began to disperse, and that is when the Morton County Sheriff's Department's police forces began to grab people. There was video from Unicorn Riot that indicated that one person was violently arrested, taken to the ground. At one point, there was about 12 police officers on top of this peaceful water protector. It's just overkill of brutality and unnecessary brutality. We can also report that at least one person of the people that were arrested so far, we have reports of two people being arrested
in Mandan.
Mm-hmm. And one of those people is in the hospital. He required emergency medical care from his arrest. And here is a report from Unicorn Riot.
What I was saying before the stream went down, we got it back up now, is that this officer here is from the West Dakota SWAT unit. Anyone you see in this sort of camo fatigues is from the West Dakota SWAT unit, which is made up of police officers from the Bismarck or Mandan police departments, or sheriff's deputies from the Morton or Burley County sheriff's departments. And the grenade that injured Sophia Wolanski, blew her arm open, was thrown by officers who were inside the Stutsman County MRAP, which we know is operated by either the Bismarck Police SWAT or the West Dakota SWAT unit. So the individual man, I'm assuming it's a man, who is responsible for Sophia Wolanski probably permanently losing her arm, is from the West Dakota SWAT unit or the Bismarck Police SWAT unit. That's almost certain. It could be this man right here. We don't know. That looks like a woman from the Bismarck Police Department videoing the crowd. You can see police forces starting to build down there. some state troopers from the North Dakota Highway Patrol crossing the street.
Again, Sacred Water Protectors, thank you! Disperse back to your vehicles, please, peacefully! And together!
Find your ride!
Let's take responsibility about our tank setup here.
So yeah, the water protectors are announcing their intention to disperse peacefully, hopefully without any arrests. They're asking white allies to stay and hold the space for a little bit as indigenous people try to leave the area safely. Still just this one officer from the West Dakota SWAT unit over here. So yeah, now the white allies or accomplices, as some people prefer to call them, are forming a circle here to just like create a protective perimeter as the indigenous water protectors leave. And yeah, this group has announced its intention to disperse. People are starting to disperse now. They're just concerned with their safety as they do so. With the police pretty clearly intending to harm, injure, or possibly kill water protectors after Sunday night, Monday morning's events. And so I said this before, but this is like a really important detail that I'm hoping people can understand and hopefully spread around as just an understanding of the story. So this man, anyone you see dressed like this at these protests in North Dakota is from the West Dakota SWAT unit. The West Dakota SWAT unit is, I believe it's primarily SWAT officers from Bismarck Police, but it also has officers from Mandan Police or the Morton and Burley County Sheriff's Departments. And witnesses who were there when Sophia Wolanski was hit in the arm with a police grenade around 3 in the morning on Monday said that after she was hit, two men exited the MRAP armored vehicle that's marked Stutzman County Sheriff. The men exited that vehicle, laughed, and said, "Oh, that was a beautiful shot." Oh, something's going on. Okay, there's an arrest taking place here. There's about 12 officers on this person. I'm pressed, sir. I have the right to document this as a public parking lot. Okay. Are you saying I don't have the right to document here? Doesn't matter? That man just struck someone in the crowd. I'm pressed, sir.
Back up. Get back. You can kill them. Back up. Back up. That's all I ask. Just back up. Back up.
That officer just confiscated a sign and kicked it.
Try to agitate us by tackling.
So after the crowd announced their intentions to peacefully disperse, some water protectors were grabbed. Multiple people have been struck by police batons and fists here.
This is what happens when you challenge the
company. Does that officer's weapon have live ammunition in it?
Please get off the public parking lot on the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk, guys.
Okay. So yeah, this officer here appears to, I don't know if it's an AR-15 or what, but that is looks like an assault rifle. Excuse me, sir, does that weapon have live rounds in it? Is that an assault rifle with live rounds?
None of us have weapons.
Sir, can you tell me about that weapon you're holding?
We don't have any weapons.
If I report that has live ammunition in it, am I reporting this story correctly? So yeah, this officer's not answering any questions, but he appears to be holding some sort of, it looks like an assault rifle. I assume that is live ammunition. We know they brought assault rifles with live ammunition. They've been pointed at unarmed water protectors before. Some more,
Did you drink water this morning?
That guy on the left, he's SWAT from Bismarck Police Department. He's been deployed to a lot of these events. We've seen him before.
That's the only reason we're here, so you
see what that patch
says?
It says Bismarck something, Bismarck Police something on his patch. So yeah, the police told the water protectors they had to disperse. The group announced they were peacefully dispersing. As someone went to their car, the police grabbed someone, threw him to the ground. I personally watched, and it's on the live stream, at least a dozen officers pinning down one man who didn't appear to be resisting. Then an officer with an assault rifle that we believe has live ammunition showed up. I also saw one officer just sort of at random run into the crowd and punch someone. So it looks like there's still a group of white allies holding the space in the street.
Doing this for all your family, too.
So, yeah, no law enforcement officer we've seen deployed at any of these events has ever had any name or badge number displayed. Which means that if any of these officers commit a violation, a civil or human rights violation, they can't be individually held accountable because they're withholding their names.
I'm press.
I don't recognize you guys at all. You guys get the back of the group though, okay?
We're on the sidewalk.
So you're saying, when we say you don't recognize, you mean you don't recognize press?
No, I don't recognize you as press, though. Come on.
Okay, well, I'm wearing a press pass. You can see my press pass?
We're a 501c3 nonprofit press organization. We are recognized by the government of
Haiti. The highway patrol guy came up to us and like said on camera, like it's on the stream, that they arrested him. He was targeted for arrest, and he said it has nothing to do with this. And he made it sound, was trying to make it sound like he wasn't even a demonstrator here, but... So yeah, it's snowing. Today's the first day we've really seen snow out here. Thanksgiving Day. Or Thanks-taking, as a lot of people here have been calling it. Someone said they have guns out over there while people are just moving their car. Okay, so the police are like forcing people to walk down this alley now. They've cut off this public sidewalk. So the police order people to return to their cars, and then they're following people to their cars with guns as they return to their cars as ordered. So you can see there's an officer with an automatic weapon right there. That's got live ammunition in it, we're pretty sure. So yeah, it looks like the police are actually on private property here. This highway patrol trooper is telling this photographer that he'll arrest him if he doesn't move back. That officer with the less lethal is gesturing at people saying, back to camp. Yeah. So they're saying back to camp. If people want to go other places, is that allowed?
You're fine to go where you want to go.
Okay, thanks. So yeah, again, anyone you see in those sort of camo fatigues, that's the West Dakota SWAT unit. Eyewitness accounts suggest that they are likely the ones responsible for Sophia Walansky's arm being blown open by a concussion grenade or a similar police explosive. This is Unicorn Riot, live from Mandan, North Dakota. Thanks for watching.
Following the violent arrest that took place in Mandan, much of the main strip in main street in Mandan was closed off to traffic.
Mm-hmm.
People could not get through the town of Mandan. Our two reporters, Felicia Morin and Colin, who were down there right now, were not able to get through Mandan to Highway 6, the only route available to reach Ochetisakoan Camp, Sacred Stone Camp, Red Warrior Camp, Standing Rock. And so here is a report from Felicia Morin as she is trying to let us know what is happening in downtown Mandan. Felicia Morin reporting for KPPPLP 88.1 FM radio. She's in Mandan, North Dakota. Thanks for being with me, Felicia. Can you tell me what's happening right now?
Well, right now we recently got into town probably about 20 minutes ago, and we were trying to take Main Street, is it? And the police had it, 94 to Main Street, and the police have two vehicles, and they're directing traffic in other ways. You can't see any people. It's really far out, so we have no idea what's going on right now. So we tried to take an alternative route to 6, and it was another street running parallel. I can't remember what street it was, but they also had two cop cars redirecting traffic there as well. And my phone is blowing up with every 5 minutes about their, like, what are they called? Emergency broadcast alerts. And, Pam, what did they say? I gotta look at my...
Illegal protest activity.
If you don't move your vehicle, it's subject to tow within 5 minutes.
What kind of police presence can you see out there?
There's two at each street. There were the, just big SUVs.
Do you see any water protectors, any activity like that out there?
They were pretty far away. They had us blocked up. They had the road blocked off pretty far out, but there was it looked like a small group of them. My sister said she saw, so we don't know, like, what's going on.
Okay. Thank you for your report. Keep us posted on what is happening at the front lines, okay?
Yes, sounds good.
So you said that you talked to some people that told you they're pulling people over in Bismarck or in Mandan. Where were you?
We were here in Mandan.
In Mandan, and they're
They're finding every reason to pull people over. So make sure that you guys are all legit. And then we were asking them if they were going to take the other route that wasn't blocked off. And they were like, well, they just sent us a message like 2 minutes ago. They said 6 isn't blocked off anymore.
what 1806 is. And then as we were leaving Walmart, what exit was that? An on-ramp onto 94 East or whatever. There was four SUVs with a bunch of cops standing outside of those. And then going west as well, there was another one with one cop, and it looked like he was just letting people through, but probably pulling over cars that were, you know, like suspect to them. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, I mean, there's cops everywhere. There's cops everywhere. And I just got a message that there was an arrest at the Burger King down by where the people are on Main. So.
Did you see the arrest on by Burger King?
No. We can't get anywhere near it. Like, seriously, the people are so far away from where the cops have it barricaded.
It's almost as if they don't want people to be close enough to see what's going on.
Yeah, you can't see what's going on. And then our Google Maps are all, like, being screwy as well. Like, we're trying to, like, find somewhere so we can rent a car. They're, like, it's like they're f***ing with the maps even, like, you know, to get around. So people, you know, don't know where they're going.
Wow.
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. Like, our mind keeps, like, going out, and Collins is being screwy, and my sister, I don't know, her phone's weird anyways, but, yeah, so.
This is very strange.
I don't know, I'm kind of nervous and kind of, yeah, I'm a little scared, you know, I don't know what's going to happen or what's happening, because we can't, you know, we have no clue at this point.
Well, keep watching, try to get through the Mandan route, if it's open now. I know that there is an action taking place down at 1806. We just saw the drone to be wild drone out there. They were live for a minute, and there was a looked like a large group of people that were going down 1806 to the bridge. So there is a lot of activity at the camp. It appears that people are moving into central locations on the camp, and also actions taking place on the road there. So
okay.
Be prepared for all of that, and I will keep checking in with you so you can give us little reports on what's going on.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you very much. Call me.
Oh, yeah, and I got there's two different counties of cops coming into with lights flashing from what direction was it from the east, and it was two different counties of cops with lights flashing too.
Do you know what
counties? They're just bringing in all kinds of cops, huh?
Did you see what counties?
McLean and what else? They were just driving too fast.
McLean and something else, huh?
Yeah, my video, I didn't have it soon enough because I was trying to message you and try to get my Google Maps to work. So, you know, I'm like, you know, nothing's working. So.
Welcome to the world of reporting from the front lines.
Yeah,
at Standing
Rock. Right.
All right. Yeah. You can do this. Stay calm.
Yes.
You can do this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll check in with you later. Let me know if there's any new news that you need to report, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
At the camp on Turtle Island, which is a small island that is across from one of the tributaries of the Cannonball River.
North of Ossetti Chacon Camp.
Yes. That is the location where but 2 weeks ago, I believe it was on November 11th, there were people that were trying to cross over there to pray because Dapple was up on that hill, and Dapple's pipeline police were up there protecting them. And of course, the people have a right to go to their sacred places, to the places where their ancestors are buried. There are several graves up there where people are buried.
Yes.
And they are desecrating those graves. The people were going across to offer prayers, to offer healing prayers for the desecration of their ancestors and the desecration of their land. And they were shot at with pepper spray and mace,
and rubber bullets,
yes,
and tear gas while they were in the water,
freezing.
Yes,
that was the first indication that the Morton County Monsters were capable of murder, and that they would be capable of more. And today they are back at that same place on Thanksgiving Day. The Prolific the Rapper was live streaming from that location, just right across from Turtle Island. There were hundreds of people at first that were standing on the other side of the river on Turtle Island. They were praying, chanting. They were speaking over loudspeakers, giving encouragement to the people that were crossing bridge that was made by the camp.
Yep, by the water protectors.
To cross across the bridge. Meanwhile, in the water, there were the safety, the camp's water rescue team was in the river, prepared to give first responders assistance and care for any water protectors or police that might need their assistance, ready to go in their canoes, making sure that everybody stays safe. And thousands of people began to gather. The latest chime I checked, there were thousands of people on both sides. People had already crossed over to Turtle Island. And there was they were being flanked by police officers on all sides of the hill, trying to keep them toward the bottom of the hill, threatening them with pepper spray. I would guess they're less than lethal weaponry.
Yes, and they have water tanks on top of that hill, too, filled with water. So they're preparing their water devices, their water cannons also.
They announced that they would be starting to shoot them with water, and that's where they would start. We will start with water, is what they said. The justification for the escalating of violence for the Morton County Monsters is that people are wearing gas masks and goggles, and they take that to be an act of aggression. People protecting themselves from assault from the Morton County Sheriff's Department is seen as an act of aggression. Protection is an act of aggression to these officers. That is what they said. I can also report to you that the whistleblower John Bolenbaugh, that's spelled Bolenbaugh, who's an Enbridge whistleblower. He was a yard boss and contractor in that company, former Enbridge employee. And he is on the front lines right there on Turtle Island with a bullhorn confronting these pipeline police, telling them things about all the information. Mm-hmm. He says that Enbridge will not sue him because if they sue him, everything would be public record. All the things that he has, all the evidence he has against them, and then it would become public record and people would be able to know. So he has been enlightening people about the true dangers of the pipeline, of the poisoning of people, of the pipeline spills, and how the companies that build the pipelines also profit off of the pipeline spills. And he was yelling at these police, the pipeline police, they knew the pipeline was cracked in my hometown for 5 years and they didn't do anything about it. And something else that he said was that they make money off of oil spills. They own the companies and the chemicals used to clean up the oil spills. So they are profiting from the spills. It benefits them when these pipelines break. We will give you an update as soon as possible, as soon as we have more information. Things are very critical. There are about 50 to 60 police roughly on top of Turtle Island, all the way at the top. And as I said, thousands of people around the bottom of the foothills of Turtle Island. They're reporting to me that as we are doing this report, back in Mandan, police are of many different kinds, Burley County, Morton County, Mandan Police Department, Border Patrol, are swishing through town. They're swarming in the city of Mandan and whirring through town at high speeds, presumably to get to this location on Turtle Island. So we will be bringing you updates from Indigenous Rising Media, which is Drone to Be Wild.
Oh, yeah.
And from Myron Dewey and
Digital Smoke Signals,
as well as our reporters in the Mandan Bismarck area and also at Ochetisikoan Camp. So keep it tuned right here for the latest updates on what is happening at Standing Rock.